Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Blog Talk is starting to suck. They give you a number, and now the number won't work when they want to work. It waits until after the show starts to actually work. I've been here for the last 10 minutes, or rather 12 minutes, trying to make the damn number work. Anyway, without further ado, it's Mr. Stroke.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
Now, people can take that in more than one way, you know. When you said Mr. Stroke, I was wondering, what the hell is she talking about? Then I realized the song and everything. Good evening, Crush.
Good evening.
I know you're not having a good evening, but things will get better, babe.
Whatever. Our favorite princess, Princess FAA.
Hey.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, Crush. Hey, reporter.
And Princess, let me be the first to say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I saw your post today. Was it today or yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Baby Mike. Yeah.
And what's up, Lady C?
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, Princess. Hi,
hey,
Princess.
Good evening, Lacey.
Good evening.
And what's up, baby Mike?
I think he has.
How everybody's doing?
Hey.
What's up, Big Dog?
How you doing, Black Reporter?
I'm good, Brian. Yourself?
That's good. I'm good. I hope everybody else is doing okay.
And congratulations to you, too.
All right, folks, enough of that,
goddammit.
Just
start up a little love, that's all. Just a little.
Spent so much saying hi, Derry. Hi, everybody, damn. Damn it. I'm frustrated. No.
Aww.
All right. Tonight we had a good topic. I'm excited about this topic, and then I lost my mojo. The nice topic is masturbation.
You can't say that.
I was going to sit here. We was going to get into details on how you beat it and how you stroke it and everything. I was ready for it. Then Blog Talk messed with my mojo.
Oh, okay.
So now I got to get back into the groove of things. So it's going to take a moment for me to get back into the swing of things. All right, so before we get into that, let me just make a few announcements. The first announcement is please remember that next Thursday, August 19th, is the Phone Fantasy Radio's 10 and 10 monthly contest. The first one, August 19th. Approximately sharp 10 p.m.
9 p.m. Central, y'all.
Right here, Phone Fantasy Radio. That is Eastern Standard Time. 10 p.m. I will clear the, 9:58. The lines will be cleared, and you'll have time to call in at 10 p.m. The first caller to call in at 10 p.m., even the only person that's going to be on the line is me and Black Reporter. Let's say it like that. Everybody else is going to be cleared off. The first person to call in at 10 p.m. a stroke of genius, will be our first contestant. At 10 p.m., you're going to call in. You'll have 10 minutes plus 5-minute bonus to answer 10 trivia questions correctly. If you answer 10 trivia questions correctly, you win $10. If you're not in the local Brooklyn area, I can PayPal it to you. I can email it to you. I can give you a $10 gift card somewhere. However you want to spend your $10, even if you want to donate it back to Phone Fantasy Radio, which is strongly suggested. What, Black? What?
No. I was saying hint.
Well, okay. That's one of my announcements. My other announcement is we are looking for to network with live shows, radio, online radio stations, independent artists. If you have a website, a business, a event that you would like to promote, and you would like to advertise on Full Fantasy Radio live stream and all our affiliate websites, you can do so for free for the month of September. I will not charge you for a whole month of September of advertising. We'll market your stuff. Just give me an email. Send me an email to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I cannot, quote, say that this show is sponsored by when I'm doing my live shows because I'm not allowed to sell ad space for my live show right now. However, I do have a live stream that I am able to sell space, but all that's going to be for free. So if you'd like some more information on that, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. All right. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to start with you, only because your theme song says you be stroking.
Well, okay.
So you said, now, don't give me the well. Don't give me that, because you and else fought so hard to say that this was the perfect song that represents you. Why you be stroking, Black Reporter?
Well, okay, first of all, we're not supposed to say that word on the radio. But the reason why I came up with the topic, okay, and yes, I am the one who thought about the topic, because you come into relationships, whether it be friendship or whether it be, and once you cross that line of what you will do and what you won't do, and you eventually go to find out what the other person likes and doesn't like and whatever. Well, when you come to the point where you find out that either they do or they don't like masturbation, okay, if they don't, and then they actually, if you do, someone will say, well, that's your thing and I don't want to be a part of it. Or some will actually be jealous of the fact and think of masturbation as being, well, why do you want to play with yourself when you have me? On the other hand, you have those who will say, each one to your corners, and let's watch each other. And I've always wondered how would you handle the first situation or the second situation? And just hearing what my audience, what they think about it, has that ever posed a problem in their lives or a good thing in their lives or whatever, that's the only thing. And if you want to call and talk about it, you can give us a call at 347-989-0767, 347-989-0767, or you can also chat about it on our website, phonefantasyradio.com. Go ahead, Rush, I'm sorry.
But that wasn't the question I asked you.
Okay. What was the question you asked me then?
I asked you why you masturbate.
Number one, it keeps me sane and it's pleasurable.
Okay.
I mean, I've I've learned that it's better to get straight to the point and not bullshit around and just come straight to the point, you know, and let people know what exactly it is. You know, to me, okay, first of all, it's been a while, I mean a long minute, since I've actually been with someone. And I'm not gonna lie, if I didn't have that option, I'd be one pissed off MF. Excuse my expression. But yeah, I mean if you know, sometimes if you don't have that option, it really, really, really lack of makes you really frustrated. But then I'm preaching to the choir here. So
okay, when did you start masturbating?
Thirteen.
Do you rub it? Do you stroke it? Do you massage it?
All the above. It's just whatever feels good at the time.
Do you use porn, books?
Okay, when I was younger, yes, I mean, granted, when I was younger, it wasn't so much as it was videos as it was magazines back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, you know, you had your, those of us who are over a certain age remember shops that had these racks of magazines and everything. And then as we got more and more into the video age, you know, you had your videotapes and everything. And now that we're in the 21st century internet age, you know, you got a computer, you got it right there in front of you without having to go hunt for anything. And my taste in porn has, how should I say, progressed also. At one time when I was younger, any black woman would do. Then it became after I got in my early 20s and everything, I started focusing on the BBWs. But as I got older, I started not to like the so-called movies as they were put together. You know, we made a crack the other day, and I don't know if we had been on the air since then, but who is that who plays on CSI? All right. The only thing I was going to say is that she's now working in porn as an actor.
Okay, Black Reporter.
Okay.
Masturbation, right?
Yeah, so and now I can only masturbate to amateurs.
All right, we get it. When was the last time you masturbated, Black Reporter?
Last night.
What kind of aid did you use?
My hands. I really don't like lotion or anything like that, you know. And I had a friend who I had no sex with.
What porn did you watch?
Huh?
What porn did you watch?
I didn't. I was saying I had a friend who I had phone sex with.
Ew.
That also helps.
Phone sex? Oh. Mike!
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You masturbate, Mike?
Yes, I do.
You use long strokes or short strokes?
It depends. It depends on, you know, pretty much, you know, what mood I am.
Did you ever just masturbate just for the hell of it?
No. Did it because I was horny or whatever, you know? Never just did it.
So there's different levels of horniness for you?
Say that again?
there's different levels of horniness for you?
Yeah, I have to say, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yum, yum.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, yeah, it's different. It's different levels for me, yeah.
Have you ever had sex with princess and then afterwards masturbated?
No. No, I haven't. Not in that, you know, particular day and time, no.
What's that? I can't hear you.
Not in that particular day and time, not, you know, not the same day.
You said not in that particular case?
Not in that particular day or time, and, you know, no.
Have you ever did that with any girlfriend?
No, because I've usually, you know, I've been satisfied, you know, for say afterwards. So, you know, only, you know, after
they use porn, magazines, what do you use?
Sometimes I don't use magazines. You know, sometimes I've, you know, looked at, you know, certain sites and stuff like that. But sometimes I don't need any of that. I can, you know, just keep it all in my head, you know. Think about it. And they usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Princess.
Yes. Yes.
Princess.
Bring them on me, Crush.
About just asking questions. Trying to get the feel. Trying to get the feel for it.
Yes, girl. Bring them. Bring them.
Princess, you like porn?
Oh, yeah.
Use porn to masturbate with?
Sometimes.
What's your favorite porn scene?
Oh, wow. Two guys and a girl. Sometimes just, you know, a girl and a guy.
You like it with sound or without sound?
With sound.
Lady C.
Yes.
You like porn?
Pardon?
You like porn, Lady C?
No, don't like porn.
Can you visualize Black Reporter masturbating?
Yeah. I could.
Just checking. Would be the sweat on his forehead.
Dripping down.
Crush. Don't go there. Be careful. Don't go there.
He'd be broken.
I was hoping you wouldn't go to the pants on the ground thing, that's all.
he was vocal. Can you imagine that?
Very vocal.
I can't imagine that phone sex with Black Reporter. Black Reporter just break out and start describing war and shit. Oh, man. Did you know? Like, what?
You're wrong.
You said I was mean last week. Black Reporter said I'd be mean to him, y'all. Yeah, I think I'd be mean to Black Reporter. I don't think I'd be mean to Black Reporter.
Sometimes he's a little rough with him.
Are you?
Yeah, I think he likes that, though. I think that turns him on.
I'm rough with you, Black Reporter?
No comment.
Come on, let me know.
It's best I keep my mouth shut.
Really? Well, then I can't do nothing if you keep your mouth shut. It's no fun if Black Reporter's not having any. Right, Black Reporter?
Yes, lady. Yes, Crush.
All right. Don't want to tell me. Don't say I didn't ask. I did ask. You don't want to tell me. It's perfect opportunity to tell me.
Well, you can be a little, I don't want to say forceful.
Abrasive?
A little bit.
Really? How so?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
your feelings?
Huh?
I hurt your feelings?
No. My feelings don't hurt that easily. At least not anymore.
Well, you must some type of way if you felt some type of way.
No, I'm a big boy.
Do it to you, Black Reporter.
Huh?
Tell the good people what I be doing to you.
Oh, cute. That's way too cute, Crush.
What?
Is there a secret?
No, there's no secret.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about,
Black or Forest? I'm not talking about anything. Moi? No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's your kid about, Black Reporter?
Huh?
What's your kid about? You know something I don't know?
No, not at all. Not at all. As the old saying goes, living my life like it's golden.
Living your life like it's golden?
Mm-hmm.
Word. It's like that. Like
oh,
that
reminds me. Huh? That reminds me. I'm going to have to ask your indulgence for about 3 minutes while I go and grab somebody. Because they said they wanted to be here for this, so.
So tell them to call in, nigga.
Okay, hold on.
You see, this is why I don't like Ad Back Reporter. How are you the co-host? And I'm talking to you. And you cut me off to call somebody to the show when they can just call with their own phone. Well, you're supposed to do that before time. Am I wrong for that?
No, that's right. Yes,
I'm the abrasive one, right? But when he do shit like that, it's acceptable. All right.
No.
Back reporter. I'm going to have to get me a new co-host now.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Don't want to know. You know, I don't want to continue hurting people's feelings. I'm just saying. All right, Paul. Huh? What'd you say?
I said you just saying.
I'm just saying. All right, folks, we're talking about masturbation. It is 9:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, August 10th, 2010. We got some other people that want to join the conversation. Let's bring in 973. What's up?
What happened? It's under lock and key while the investigator is dead. Okay.
How is that?
Look, is
that?
To wait till
Stephen
can be awakened from a
dirt
nap.
Whose TV is that?
Oh.
Not me, not me.
My bag is mine.
And y'all know who that can be.
And Mimi.
Yeah.
Hey, Mimi.
What's up, girl?
Nothing. Black Reporter said I'm too abrasive. I'm too rough with him. But as I'm talking to him, he literally stops me to go make another phone call while I'm in the middle of a conversation with him.
Okay.
I don't know how that works out. I gotta find me a new co-host. I can't deal with that.
Whoa. Guess what? You're fired.
Right, Black Reporter?
I don't know about that.
Don't know about what? What you don't know about?
Whether you should get your new co-host.
But in the middle of me talking to you, you just literally just hung up on me.
No, I didn't hang up on you. I just asked for a few minutes.
Well, you might as well. Was I not just talking to you?
Okay.
Hello?
All right. My apologies. I'm here. My apologies.
I figured. I knew I wasn't talking to myself.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't
right.
talking to Lady C. I mean, all this stuff can either wait or you could have did this before you called the show, no? Am I wrong?
Okay.
You say I play a little rough.
A little.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody know that's a complete turn on in his ass. So anyway.
I don't know. He was complaining about somebody else's show that I was playing a little rough.
Wow.
That's what it is. Thank you. This is what it's all about. You know, what happens at home, supposed to stay at home, but Black Reporter went out. He went to school, told somebody else.
Speaking of bitch, speaking about home, I'm still not at home yet.
All right, let me bring 337-300 in the building. Hey, 337.
Hey, did you hear me?
I can't hear
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hey, what the rules is? I mean, you gotta watch your tongue. You can't, you know, cuss. You can't, you know.
First of all, tell us who you are and where you're from.
I'm from New Orleans. They call me Larry J. Love.
They call you Larry J. Love?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I ask you, how old are you?
I'll be 34 Friday.
Okay.
Well, early happy birthday, bro.
Early birthday.
But, I mean, I'm asking, I got to watch, the profanity or watch, the correct word of vagina or penis. I'm just trying to make
How you feel, bro?
I'm just trying to make sure.
Watch your profanity.
This is my first time on there.
All about it.
Okay.
We can't cuss no more? We can't cuss no more.
No. Hear me out. Just like my first time on there. I saw y'all on MySpace. So I said, I'm a girl. So I don't know how things go. So
All right, Larry. Let me tell you how things go. First of all, my name is LaCrush, and this is my show. Thank you for calling Soul Fantasy Radio officially. Okay? And this is how it goes. You can say whatever you feel like saying. We just ask that you be respectful about what you're saying.
Right.
If you need to curse, and curse. If you need to say
I need a joint.
All of that. That is allowed, but we just ask you to be respectful. That is more than one person on this line. So you got to be respectful about what you're saying. Tonight's topic, if you just tuned in, is about masturbation and relationships.
Masturbation and relationships?
I may ask you a few questions that might be a little private, that might be a little intimate. If you would not like to answer them, you don't have to. But the more you answer, the better.
It's fun,
it'll be. Oh,
all right.
That'll be for
who? Him or you? I'm from New Orleans and pretty much everything.
Right.
So I was just trying to make sure. So, talk to me.
Real quick, this is Black Reporter. I'm the co-host, and I'm from New Iberia.
Hi.
So you, the 337 don't go always you on. So where you from, Chef?
He's not the
I'm from. Look, hear me out. I'm from New Orleans, but for Katrina, I got this area code 337-391-93. And, you know, when I came back to, you know, back home, back to New Orleans, I fixed houses. And the number makes so much fucking money, well, I can't make it 504. I make it 504, I lose money. But, hey, if you want, I could call you back from a 504 number, you know.
No, I'm
504.
You don't have to do that, sir. I don't know where that just came from, but you don't have to do that.
But look, I bought a house in Elton, Louisiana, so I'm going to put them on the map, too, because for my birthday, I'm going to ease out that way. And, boy, them country girls, so nice out there. Oh, my goodness. They got so much of a hospitality.
The city girls have the same thing.
But talk to me, though. I mean, yeah.
So how long have you been in 504? That's New Orleans, too?
Yeah, that's New Orleans. Yeah, the 337
okay.
Like for Lafayette, Elton, Opelousas,
okay.
Eunice, and things like that. But I'm 504. You know, I'm New Orleans.
All right. So, like I said, our topic tonight is masturbation relationships. Do you masturbate?
Yeah, every now and then. It's nice to get off sometime.
Do you use any kind of aids?
Aids? Oh, I don't need no help. You know, sometimes I get help. I get help from I think she's staying in Maryland. She likes to play with her pussy also, so you know, we both get off sometimes. Then I got somebody in Decatur, Georgia, that like to play with their pussy. So there's a lot of people that masturbate out there.
So you prefer phone sex?
It could be phone sex or straight off the head, you know. You like nothing, you like nothing.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So any particular person you want to shout out? Any areas you want to shout out right now?
Man, I know she ain't listening, but Moni just left me, though. I ain't lying. I was in love with her, and boy, that pussy was good. But Keisha, they got Keisha. She ran away from me. She in Alabama now. But if Keisha listening, she said she couldn't stay down there no more. She said, you know, I'm all about games. I'm all about fucking other women and this, that, and the other. So she said, as long as she stay down there, you know, she always going to be weak for me. So she left.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to let somebody else on the air, okay? And if you feel like you want to contribute to the conversation, just go right on ahead. And every now and then I'm going to ask you a question here and there, okay?
Right. I'll be listening.
Okay. Lady C, you still with me?
I'm still here.
Princess, you still with me?
I'm with you, Crush.
Black Reporter, Mimi, you still with me? Black Reporter, Mimi, still with me? Hello.
I'm here. Oh,
there you go. All right, we're going to bring in another area code because I'm feeling nice today. 973, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. And this is my conversation, too, because I masturbate every damn night and fucking masturbate. I got a high sex. He ain't saying at all. Masturbating. And I'm going to get up, probably get me some more tomorrow, and I'm going to masturbate tomorrow. It don't stop here. I guess that's why I don't got no woman. I don't have no kids. My sex drive too high.
Wow.
Go to work and say, can't do nothing.
Can we just start off with your name, sir?
Jermaine. This is Jermaine. This ain't Jermaine.
thanks. Thank you for calling and changing me.
Ain't no shame in my game. I can phone sex. I can call up some girls right now and do the phone sex, everything. I don't care. I don't even need to call somebody's name out. I just think about them, call their name out to myself.
That's all you need to do, just call their name out to yourself.
That's all. Just holler her name. Come on, holler her name.
Okay.
For what? For real though, it's good. The doctor say that. I started when I was 12, and when I go to the doctor says trying to masturbate because I remember when the first time my testicles started hurting, and that's my boy. Went to the doctor. He said, you got to do something because that stops man from having, it's called blue balls. And that's what they tell you to do. They tell you got to masturbate. You got to get that stuff out of you. It's building up because if the man's sperm cell builds up too much in his testicles, he can cause him to have cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that on this, man. I've actually seen it on several researchers on online and stuff, and doctors have said that it's proven that men that masturbate have a less chance of getting colon cancer because of that.
Yep.
I've actually seen that before. That's crazy. But you're telling the truth about that, Jermaine. I've seen it.
True.
I've seen doctors say that before about that now.
Wow.
And
it's something new. We didn't even go to the medical reason.
No.
It slows down a process, too.
It is good, folks, to masturbate.
Woo, yay.
I don't think it's true, but it ain't nothing like having the opposite sex. There's this working and twerking that pussy on you. Man, I don't know about that, but that masturbation is like my last option. Before than looking into masturbation, no, man, there's so much pussy out here.
I do it. Ain't no,
yeah,
I do
it. Yeah.
Right there in front of him. I don't care.
I said it's not colon cancer, it's prostate cancer. And shout out to Aaron 2213 in the chat room. He hold us down right there. So, Aaron, if you feel like calling up and telling us about your masturbation techniques, you sure can. 347-989-0767. I forgot the own damn number. 347-989-0767. Call us up. We're talking about masturbation, relationships. All of the above.
You know, we've been focusing on the act itself.
Toys to help you masturbate.
Okay.
Hello.
Have you guys ever used toys to help you masturbate, guys?
Yes.
Well, I don't think there are no toys for a male to really masturbate, but a blow-up doll. That's about it.
Who have toys? If you could find toys, would you use it?
They got the only toy I know they got is the ring toy that, you know, you can put on your penis and you can have sex with a woman, but that's the only toy I really know of.
They got toys for men?
They got all types of toys. They have They have a booty hole. They got a mouth. They got a pussy that you could just put on top of it and fuck. They got this little toy called the fleshlight, where it looks like a set of lips or it looks like a vagina, and you basically just stroke. You know, you put your dick in it, and you stroke it or whatever. And you could come right in it, and it feels just like a penis. I mean, it feels just like real skin.
A pussy.
I don't know, but. we'll have somebody test it out. What you think, Black Reporter? Should we buy somebody one, a lucky member one, and have him?
Yeah, you can buy me one. I ain't know nothing about it.
Is that New Orleans?
Yeah, 102.
I'm
more than
sure. I'm more than sure they have New Orleans.
Flower Street. You can buy me one.
Flower Street.
New Orleans, the
quarter.
I stay across the canal. With a levee broke.
New Orleans is the capital in the country, in the world, I believe. New Orleans got everything up in there, which you want sex.
Man, we ain't never run across that shit. I guess they got so much pussy where you ain't really looking for that shit, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Man,
y'all was raised in Atmore, Alabama. I used to go to Mardi Gras every year. Bourbon Street, everything goes down for Mardi Gras. I miss that.
But listen to me. Every day is like that for us. So every day we party and we fucking. So for us, like looking and going on the internet or looking at magazines for our sex toys, you know, we don't really have that, you know, have that to do. So the only thing I'm telling you, the only toy that I got is a ring toy. I put that on my dick and I stroked that bitch in some vagina. So
I hear you. Masturbate. I'm sorry. If I can't get it, I got to masturbate. I go crazy.
But that's my last option. That's my last option. That's my last option.
Dude, when I get...
If y'all just tuned into the show, we're talking about masturbation and relationships. If you want to join the conversation, you sure can. The number is 347-989-0767. All that is on the air with us right now is Princess representing the South Carolina and her fiance, baby Mike, or Mike, rather. Say hi, Mike.
What up?
We also have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hello.
And we also have Insane Jermaine from New Jersey.
Hello.
And we also have Black Reporter from New Iberia, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have, I'm sorry, sir, what's your name again?
Larry.
Yes, I'm from New Orleans. But look, I don't mean to cut you off.
Where you from again?
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off, but tell the woman from Baton Rouge, just take my number down, because I ain't nothing but an hour drive. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans, I ain't nothing but an hour drive. She don't even got the master beat no more. Hey, look, say it loud. Anybody from the South know what D&D sausage is about? I'm talking about D&D. What they call it, D&D smoke sausage? D&D smoke sausage. You can't get that in New Jersey. You can't get that in Georgia. And you sure can't get that in New York. It's only in the South, D&D.
All right, sir. You going kind of hard now. Now you're trying to stuff people told it yet.
I like BBW.
She might like that, though.
I'm nice. Don't give me fun. I'm today. I'll tell you, I've been nice today.
Take my number now. I ain't no but an hour drive.
Send her email. We ain't doing all that on here.
Well, I'm straight, man.
That's a whole other show. You're going to have to fall back for that right there. All right.
Well, go ahead and talk, Crush. You got to do, I mean, like, this is your show. You sure ain't doing too much of talking.
Y'all hear this, right?
Wow.
Come here, Crush.
And coming back to reality, we lost Mimi, but she'll call back, though.
So. Shut up, Black Reporter. Because when I'm nice, y'all say I play too rough, right? I've been nice, and you see what happens. You see what happens, right? People want to attack you now. They want to leave personal attacks upon you and shit. Anyway.
Excuse me. Everybody on Phone Fancy Radio. Okay. When a man masturbates, don't think about it is. See, down south they say it. But, you know, I'm going to tell you why I started masturbating. Like I said, I was young. I used to hang around older guys. When I was 16, I was... But when a man masturbates, they used to tell, it's peer pressure. They said when you masturbate, it makes you...
It makes you what?
Your penis grow.
Oh, man, that shit ain't true. I don't believe that.
Well, I believe it now because I got a problem.
True, man.
I'm running.
Hey, whatever God bless you, you're going to have it, girl. All that masturbating and buying pills and all that, and buying pumps and all that, that shit ain't true. Whatever God bless you with, that's what you're going to have, man. Ain't nothing you could do. You got a small dick, you got a small dick.
How about pills to keep me going? Vitamin to keep me going? Because porn star take pills.
All right, folks. All right, I'm going into my music set. We're gonna come back and we're gonna restart this conversation. So I'm gonna put everybody on hold. So just hold on for a minute. Wow. Let me go play some little music. And since we're talking about masturbation, it's only right that I play my favorite song in the whole wide world.
Not that vagina song.
That's a vagina.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kind of scary, and this is what they're called, vagina.
She's
that you want, girl. I be your off the Richter earthquake and I rock your world. Baby, this ain't nothing new. You know the routine. Lay on your back and spread your legs and hold on to the seat. So do you know my tongue ain't sick when I eat it like an apple pie? I ate that middle till your feeling come out all over your thighs. Hands with that box like I work for UPS. Lay in a comfortable position, that's why I can handle the rest. So do you know that I eat it like an apple pie? Yeah. And I lick a lick a lick. So do you want my time?
So do you want my time?
I'ma eat her till she come.
I'ma eat her till she come.
I'ma lick her back to front. She tell me what she wants, and I'ma give it up.
Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Easy for me to recite a piece about how I would love to massage your vaginal walls with every inch of my firmness, or eat you slowly as if you were a pair of edible underwear slightly melted by the heat that we create under the bedroom floor. It would be easy for me to tell you what I would do to you if you were covered with whipped cream from head to toe, how my tongue would create a diagram from your legs to your breasts and right back down to your diaphragm, nice and slow. Or what I would do to you if you gave me the opportunity to recreate the Kama Sutra with you as a touch picture. Baby, would that make you wet? It would be easy for me to describe how a sexual session with me would set your orgasms free, as if you were a Hebrew slave. Or how it would be my mission for my multiple positions to give your dead sex drive new life, like Lazarus when he rose from the grave. Don't think this is blasphemy. Baby, all you have to do is ask of me, shall be done. Yeah, baby, it's that easy. But it's hard for me to get you to see that you are so much more than what the last man led you to believe. And it's hard for me to make you see that freedom is just outside that open cage. All you have to do, baby, is spread your wings and leave. But he's got you believing that you were nothing with him, and even less without him. When the truth of the matter is that you are everything to me, and I am nothing without you. And it's hard for me to play my position on the sidelines, knowing that your natural resources are being wasted on someone who doesn't appreciate the gift that you are. You see, dude would rather go to strokers and stroke her until his pockets are empty. And I would rather stroke your mind until your mental masturbates, then turn right around and stroke your body gently, the way you love me to, until you and I are both done and empty. And it's hard for me to see you playing these childish games with a little boy disguised as a man. I guess you've been shopping at Toys R Us for so long that you forgot what a real man is. And since dude's been playing with your emotions for so long, get with me, and I'll show you my game plan on how you and I can raise a couple of kids. Yeah, baby, it is what it is. It's that easy. And it's that easy because you know what I want. And it's that easy because I know what I need. And I'm saying that you need me like I need you. So stop being hard on yourself, baby, and let me make your life easier.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Full Fantasy Radio. We're 3 minutes at the top of the hour. And we started off, we started off the piece with our favorite song. We call it our theme song on here, which was Weird Al Yankovic with the Vagina Song. The Vagina Song is awesome. Then we went on to independent artist named Bigger with Apple Pie. He sampled Lil Wayne's Lollipop on that one. And right there you heard Eazy-E mix by spoken word artist by the name of Eric Moore. If you'd like to hear more of the independent artists that's played on Phone Fantasy Radio, you can visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com, or you can just go to talent.phonefantasyradio.com. Also, if you would like to submit your MP3s for consideration to be played on phonefantasyradio.com, please send us an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. All right, so we're going to bring the board back on. Wow. We are definitely packed to capacity tonight. First of all, let's bring in Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am. And just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio and Phone Fantasy Radio, just doing the top of the hour. And yes, ma'am.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Thank you. We also got Princess from South Carolina.
Hey.
Princess.
I'm with you.
Okay. Hope you're not masturbating over there.
No.
I'm just saying. You took a minute to answer it. And then we're going to go ahead. We're going to bring in Lady C representing Baton Rouge, our trifling mofo. What's up, Lady C?
Hello. What's up?
And we're going to also bring in somebody else representing Louisiana. Louisiana's on the map tonight, ain't they? Sheesh.
Oh, of course.
Bring back in Larry. Larry, you with us, Larry?
Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you, Larry.
Oh, I'm back in.
All right, and we also going to bring in Insane Jermaine representing Hackensack, New Jersey.
What's up?
What's up? And actually, we got an unknown caller on here. We're going to open up the lines and let them know now. If you're full of it, you're going to be deleted. All right, so they must be calling from their Skype. 1111111, who are you and where you calling from?
Might be Ben Laden.
You be who?
Might be Ben Laden. Why? Ben Laden.
Okay. Hello, unknown caller.
New Orleans, that's that man. His name is Old Reporter. He got all his people calling him.
Can I hear who? What? Hold on. Can't hear whoever that is. I don't know who it is, but thanks for listening.
Hello?
Hi.
This is Saint Jermaine.
Not you. Somebody else. There's somebody else on the line. I was trying to get their attention, but they had their hand up, but they're not responding. Unfortunately, their area code is blocked, so I can't call them out by area code. But thanks for listening. All right, so we got Aaron holding down with Princess in the chat rooms right now. Lady Advice then stopped by, and then she disappeared on us. However, you can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/phonefantasyradio. Please excuse me if my background is kind of loud. Folks don't understand that I'm hosting a show right now and they interrupted my me time. Don't look at me like
that. As long as they're not playing dominoes.
No, we're not playing dominoes, Black Reporter. Get out of my background, Black Reporter. Get out of my background. All right,
okay.
So we're talking about masturbation and relationships on tonight's show, and it seemed like everybody on here do it in one form or another. Some of the aids that we use to help us are video. I don't know. I use webcam as well. We got a phone. A lot of phone sex going on. Listen, if I'm going to do it on the phone, you got to pay me $1.99 a minute. I'm just saying. Somebody got to get something out the deal. I'm just saying. That is bbwconfessionsonline.com. That's all I'm saying.
Well, damn, I might got to get you to make me up a website where I can get paid for it then. Cause,
I have a live, but I don't know, sir. I don't know. I do have a website. I do live webcamming, so sometimes that helps too. Guys want to watch you, or guys want you to watch them. All right, mutual masturbation. How do y'all feel about that? How do you feel about beating off in front of your mate, or your mate beating off in front of you? Like, does that turn on for you? Do you just like to watch? I mean, well, how do you feel about that, Lady C?
If it makes him happy, as long as afterwards we can do a little more, it's okay.
So have you done it in front of them?
Yes, I have.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He enjoyed it. He didn't reciprocate. He was new to it, but he enjoyed watching.
LaCrush.
What about Baby Mike and Lady C? Do y'all do it to each other? I'm sorry, Baby Mike and Princess.
Oh, that was a big crossover.
I'm sorry, I crossed out now. I'm sorry, Princess. I didn't mean to do that, but then again.
The Crush.
With us, Princess.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. What's up? You and Baby Mike mutual masturbate in front of each other? Oh, my God.
We haven't tried that yet, but that's on the to-do list.
Mm.
So, hey, how long y'all been together?
Okay.
We've known each other since high school.
That's still not telling me anything, ma'am. You know, you got a year, month, week. Caller.
Hello. All right.
Yeah, how long y'all been together?
You asking her, or you asking me, or who you asking?
I'm gonna
the couple,
this.
The couple, the couple, the couple.
Well, I mean, you know.
I thought we was talking about masturbation.
I'm just asking how long y'all been together. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's appropriate. I'm going out the window, you know. I'm just trying to see how long y'all, you know, been, you know.
Okay, Larry. Clearly, she doesn't want to answer that. Let's move right on along. We are talking about masturbation. So, Larry, with all this pussy that you got, how do you feel about mutual masturbation?
I think if you know, I was in a relationship, you know, I masturbate with her, you know, for her getting off, and I like for her to get me off, but you know, for me, like. I remember one night when, you know, I did that old lady, we got in an argument, and she called herself, you know, masturbating, getting off or whatever, but, you know, I ain't like the shit, though, but, you know, I don't know, you know, but, you know, I like to rub on her pussy, and she could rub on me, but, you know, that's the only masturbation I see as a couple.
Now, okay, let me stop it right there, because I do have a question right there. That brings up the point that I brought across. At the beginning of the show. Larry, did you feel jealous about her getting herself off?
Yeah, I really did, because like, that's what I'm really here, you know, here for, to get her off.
You see, that's what I was talking about. And there are some folks out there like that.
That's selfishness.
But no, I mean, if she want to play with her pussy, she could say, babe, honey, whatever you want to call me, hey, you know, play with my pussy, you know, get me off, you know, get me up there. Before I'm home, just playing with her pussy and going to sleep, that's something different.
Maybe at that point she was mad at you.
But, man, I don't know. You know, I could have got it from the side and we could have both went to bed.
But maybe she just wanted you to watch.
Man, I ain't feeling that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Did she masturbate and then say don't touch her and went to sleep?
No, she said, I'm straight, I'm going to get me. And I was like, damn, well, get too shawty. But, you know, right after she went to sleep, I fucking masturbated. but at the same token, I was mad. I was mad.
Was y'all arguing at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So that that explains. So Black Reporter, that don't count.
I guess it don't.
Exactly. Don't count. You see, ladies, see how Black Reporter be trying to dig? You see that?
Right.
You see how Black Reporter. Yeah, Black Reporter. I'm on point, Black Reporter. I get it. Jermaine, what about you? You masturbate in front of people?
Yeah, I masturbate in front of people. I don't care. I ain't no shame in my game. I'm a Scorpio freak. You do it. I want to see you do it in front of me. I ain't never had a man do it. All right, come by the house.
Did it right in front of him?
Yup, right there in front of him.
Did it make you, is it make it even more exciting?
Yup.
With somebody watching?
Mm-hmm. It's better when a girl do all that. That damn thing be rock hard.
Mm. Anybody ever masturbated with ice?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's the old school way. I use ice when man eating some coochie ice, crushed ice and everything. Oh shit, man! Oh man, you talking old school way? Gotta be. He know about that. I learned that from old people.
Black Report, you know about that, Black?
No, I don't.
Black Report, you ain't freaky and kinky.
Not to that extreme.
At least
not yet.
Not the ice, come on.
Well, can y'all hold on? Y'all hold on for a second. I need y'all to be a little quiet for me, all right? I need to ask some people in my background some questions real quick. All right?
All right.
What's your name?
Me.
Ish? What's your name? Mel?
So, for the first time in Phone Fantasy, well, not the first time, but we have a participatory studio audience.
Mm. You got two. I'll be shooting it too. I'll be asking right now, where y'all want me to shoot? Where do you want me to shoot? It's coming, where you want me to shoot it?
Jermaine, chill. Jermaine, chill.
Put that away. Don't shoot nobody. Put that away.
If you had a girl in front of you and you was about to nut,
Violating. How you gonna violate like that? Her face. She didn't even hesitate.
Bye there. Uh-huh.
Any way they want it? She was saying same.
Get one of them girls a mess.
Black reporter. Black reporter. Where'd everybody go?
What's
I'm here.
God?
I'm here. Oh, yeah, I just all got quiet.
Well, I mean, we were listening into the background.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Mel and Meesh, right?
Meek.
Oh, like Meek. Oh, my bad. Mel and Meek.
No, not Meek.
Like
Meech.
Like Meech? Meech? Okay, we got Mel and Meech. I don't know. And they from Brooklyn, New York, and I was just asking them about their masturbating techniques. Mel said he wouldn't, or he don't need to masturbate in front of women. And Meech said he just haven't had the opportunity. I offered him the opportunity. He has two females here, but he said, nah, he ain't got it in him.
Yeah, you got to be
so
a freak.
Maybe tonight we'll get somebody to do it on our webcam chat room. We'll get somebody to masturbate for us. Cam.
How old are they?
So, Cam, what am I talking about? Well, tonight I'm going to do Crush Chat Lounge, which is a video chat that I do on Tiny Chat. So if y'all are part of Facebook, Twitter, anything like that, definitely, you know, follow me at LaCrush or Crush Hearts on LaCrush Hearts on Facebook. And, you know, we'll let you know more about when we're going to have Tiny Chat. Normally it's after midnight, so Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, I get on webcam, we do what we're doing now, have a little fun, chit-chat, and all that good stuff. All right, so, so who else? Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You ever masturbated in front of a woman?
Of course. Love it.
Did you ever come on her face?
Well, I take that back. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And it's like when I was younger. When I was younger, she begged me to.
She begged you to
come
on her face.
Mm-hmm.
No, please come on my face. Please, Francis, come on my
face. Oh, come on, ease up.
That's not how it works.
Not exactly.
Oh,
not exactly.
Please, come on my face. Just wake up in the morning. I think I want to put on my face. Who can I call? Larry.
Yeah.
Larry, you come on women's faces before, right?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm more of a gentleman, you know. I mean, you know, I mess with tech related, so I ain't gonna downrate them like that. That's like some flick shit you gotta get paid for. So I don't blame the hoes that get paid for.
He is a gentleman. All right. No woman asked you to just come on their face?
I come on their ass and their inner thighs, love.
Not even their titties?
I mean, maybe in the mouth, but I mean, as far as the face, you know, I don't know, that's some flick shit. And, you know, like I said, I mess with, you know, jazz ladies.
I think that should be a topic for us. Oh, speaking of topics, I want to let everybody know that on Thursday, it is a special show. Thursday is the Roast LaCrush Heart Show. What the hell does that mean? That means that you can call 347-989-0767 between the hours of 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Thursday night, and you can tell me off. I can't mute you. I can't hang up on you. I got to sit there and take it. Somebody suggested I be on cam so I can listen to my beat up, but you can tell me whatever you care to say about LaCrush Hearts. You can talk about whatever, whenever. This is your one opportunity. If I pissed you off, if I made you mad, if you just don't like me, you get tired of my emails, whatever.
This is your opportunity to do so. I'm opening myself up. I'm going to take you like a woman. So mark your calendars. Thursday, between the hours of 11 p.m., 1 a.m., call 347-989-0767 to Rose LaCrush. Interesting, huh?
Very.
I don't think I'm going to get a lot of calls, though.
I don't think so.
I don't think I'll either, right? I don't think I'm going to get a lot of calls. But the ones
I
do
get
are going to be bad. I can see. So, that's the case. That's the story for Thursday. All right, so the line is open. If you do want to call in, you can call in right now. The line is open, 347-989-0767. All right, I'm waiting for somebody to call us in right now. Lady C.
Yes.
Mutual masturbation. Do you find excited to masturbate in front of somebody?
Yes, exciting.
Exciting. Somebody to come on your face?
I'm not into that, but I ain't tried it. I don't know.
Not that bad. I don't know. I guess it makes you feel. I even got beaten up with a dick every now and then on my cheek. No. I smacked around by the penis here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But not everybody can do that now. Gotta. Just like you ain't swallow everybody. Not everybody can't beat you down with their penis either. That's another story. 757, you are on the air. Who are you and where you calling from?
This is Shirley calling from Virginia.
Ow, Shirley from Virginia. Ow. Hey, Shirley from Virginia.
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, good too. I'm good too. Shirley, I don't know if you would listen to the show, but tonight we're talking about masturbation, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Masturbation relationships. And you know who came up with this topic, right, Shirley?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now he talking about he likes to come on faces and stuff like that. I don't know, Shirley. He trying to get too grown for us, Shirley.
I don't think he got it in him to do that now.
He said he used to. Back in the day, he used to be a stud.
Back in the day, but not present time.
Back in the day, he used to be a stud muffin. I don't know. He might still got a stud muffin in him.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I listen to the full Fantasy Radio with the crushed hearts. I also want to remind everybody, since everybody's on air, mind you, that on August 19th, which is next week Thursday, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are having our first monthly 10 in 10 contest, meaning I give you $10 if you answer 10 questions correctly. The 10 in 10. How does this work? Well, at 10 p.m. sharp, we're going to clear the lines. There's only going to be me and Black Reporter on the lines. And we're going to give you a series of 10 questions. One of those questions is going to be about our show next Tuesday, which is August 17th. It might be asking you the date of the show. It might be on anything, but you have 5 minutes to answer that question. And then the other 9 questions are going to be random general knowledge questions about music, about life, about whatever. we care to put it together. If you answer all 10 correctly, I will give you $10. How would you get your $10? Well, we'll talk about that. It could be in a series of a gift card, or I can, you know, send you a email, PayPal, whatever. Just let me know, and we'll work that out. So.
Give me a sample of the question, madam.
Huh?
Give me a sample question.
Give you a sample question? Why? You think you're going to get it right?
Why not get it right?
Oh, you know you're right? Oh, it's like that?
It's like that.
It's like that? Ow. No, I'm not going to give it to you then because I gave it to you already. I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay. give it to Lady C. He's intelligent enough.
Lady C.
Yes.
Let me give you a sample question. What political system was gradually dismantled in South Africa started in
1989? Let me see. God, well, I don't know. Democracy? I'm not sure.
Lady C, South Africa?
I'm from America.
Can I just say Nelson Mandela? Can that help?
That could help if my mind was working right. Last night.
Anybody answer questions besides Black Reporter?
Apartheid.
Thank you. Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shirley.
All right. Let me give you another one. I'm going to keep giving it to you until you get one right. If it's 8 a.m. in California, what time is it in Missouri, Lady C?
Okay, 6 a.m.?
No.
What time in California?
If it's 8 a.m. in California, what time is it in Missouri?
12.
All right, lady. Lady C. 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m. How many friends are there, friends, Lady C? How many friends are there in the sitcom Friends?
Oh, okay. Let me see.
You're a hard $10 to make.
Six. There's Joey.
Yes.
I knew that one. I had to come up.
Said democracy. What the fuck?
I didn't eat my Wheaties this morning.
Wow. Okay. All right. You want to? Black Porter.
Yes, ma'am.
You want one still?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know. Lady C on a ball. I don't know. Any particular place you want?
Just, let's see. TV, whatever you got from TV.
Yeah.
All right. TV or music?
TV.
TV. Let me see if I can find one for TV. All right.
Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, we here.
Hello?
Okay. I'm just trying to see. Whose guitar version of the Star Spangled Banner was featured in the 1996 Iowa TV ad?
Repeat it again.
Fool's guitar version of the Star Spangled Banner was featured in the 1996 Iowa TV's Band.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Woo.
So you knew the answer.
Huh?
Huh?
I'm talking to the Black Reporter.
Woo.
What was that now?
I said good. You knew the answer.
What video, the first to cost over $150,000, helped Michael Jackson's Thriller soar?
Thriller.
You know that
itself. Yeah, Thriller.
Huh?
Thriller.
No.
It wasn't.
Wrong. Bad. No. Bad.
It wasn't Thriller.
Was it Beat It?
Yes, it was.
It was one of them. I figured that. It's one of them. Beat it.
I'm going to get it right. What was the first Arnold Schwarzenegger movie to win 4 Academy Awards?
Terminator.
What?
Terminator.
Terminator what?
One. Two. Three.
No.
Hmm.
No.
He got the answer right. Messing with that.
Terminator 1.
Huh?
Terminator 1.
No. Didn't I just say no? No. 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 No.
I'm. Okay. As you can see, I'm not a movie fan, obviously. Well, I am a movie fan, but I'm not.
It's one who's on TV. It's movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's got to be 2.
Huh?
I say it's got to be 2.
Well, we already did an elimination there. You want to say it's 2.
Well, you can't do that in the contest.
He's holding it down in there. He's getting it all right. So people, like I said, this was just a sample of what's going to be on our trivia monthly game, 10 and 10, August 19th at 10 p.m. So if you want to win $10, and don't worry, this is a monthly game. And if the first person don't do it, we'll do it until the first person does get all 10 correct. However, you have to get all 10 correct. That's the deal. You got to get all 10 correct. The first question you get wrong, you out. You're done.
Now, Crush, you might want to remind the people that this is going to be earlier than our normal show on the 19th.
What
because normally we don't start until on Thursday. We don't start until 11 p.m. on Eastern Time. Correct.
Right, you're right. I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah.
See, it's correct. This will be before the actual show, so you can the special broadcast. So, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be a short show for the simple fact that it's only 15 minutes to answer those questions. So, it'll be a half an hour show. We will have our regular show at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So say the number 347-989-0767. You can always visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com, for updates. If you can't make it or if you need a phone call or anything like that, send me an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Okay, folks, another thing I want to remind y'all, if you would like to comment on the show, leave your opinions, song requests, dedications, or just a regular message for your girl or crush hearts, you can do that on our hotline at 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372. All right, we're going to go into a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some other stuff. Right, Black Reporter?
That's correct. But, Crush, we forgot about one more announcement we need to make. Just a reminder that November is going to be BBW.
Hey girl, you know our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah.
Tater tots, hold up.
with coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah, yeah. Take you out for dinner anywhere that you please. Like Burger King or Mickey D's. And baby, you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can even have the large fry. Large fry. Yeah. When I buy you bathroom tissue, I always get the two-ply. One of you can get it, my dear. I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like Top Ramen. Me, Top Ramen. Got a cupboard full of them. I'll keep them coming. You want it, I gotta go get it. Just heat it. Dump a flavor packet on it and eat it. Pork and beans and minute rice. And we can play cribbage all night. Whatever you like, you like, yeah. I can take you to the laundromat downtown and watch all the folks go round and round. And baby, we can go wherever you like, you like. I said we can go wherever you like, yeah. Hi to shorty, I know if you had some lipo, you could be second runner up Miss Ohio. $7 bills roll up inside my plastic billfold. Buy you a bagel even if it isn't day old. And you your sister's old clothes. Long as I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a soup bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My chick can have what she wants. At Walmart she can pick out anything she wants. I know, girl, you ain't never had a man like that who doesn't make you buy generic brand like that. Yeah, you like my Hyundai. See my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday. But that's kind of far and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas? Mac and cheese would be alright. But let's stand up for pizza tonight. And you can order any time of July. You lie. I said you can even have the last slide. Last slide. Yeah. HBO and baby, you can watch whatever you like. You like. I said you can watch whatever you like. You like, yeah. And you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. Yo, my wallet's fast and full of ones. Yeah, it's all about the Washingtons. That's right. You want White Castle? Need White Castle? Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later. Thrift store jeans on sale half price. The underwear at Goodwill is nice. And baby, you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I can give you anything you please. Even share my government cheese. And baby, you can have as much as you like. You like. I said you can have as much as you like. You like. Yeah.
Fallen, Fallen from Grace, from Grace by Joanne Stevens. Ladies, what did you do? Oh, yes, this poem was written for you. Many with the push-up bras showing through their tees, or some with no bra with their breasts to their knees. Have you forgotten that you are a queen? You don't need to enhance yourself using saline. Too many of you feel the need to show skin. You must remember that true beauty comes from within. You're walking down the street with a visible thong. Did you not check your mirror to see it was wrong? And oh yes, since I am talking about the back, what's up with you ladies showing all that crack? Some of your skirts are way above your knees. For those that are not fit, show their cottage cheese. Ew. You may think I'm harsh from the looks of it, but buy your clothes and make sure they fit. Too damn. Tight. Don't get something because it's the latest style when your belly is hanging over your pants for a mile. Yuck. You can still be sexy and show some class if you cover up more and show less of your ass. You know a man would only treat you by what he can see. You know the saying, why buy the cow when the milk is free? Move. Some of you crying out for marriage. You know damn well you can't get any man with your hair looking like cabbage. Some of you walk down the street in a great big rush. But wait a minute, your hair never saw a brush?
What a brush.
Just looking around and see my statements are true. And if you don't see it, that means this was for you.
I see you.
Think twice, ladies, and take a look at your face. Are you that woman that has fallen from grace?
Not even.
Uh,
like this one, but this one's only for the ladies. Only for the ladies. Go DJ. Give it up one time to the ladies in here. Some call them Miss Thanks, but I call them Miss Pleasure. I heard the nice tonight for the grown and sexy. Meet me up at the club. If it's cool, you can text me. I'm bringing game to let you know that I'm all in. Too much to drink. We'll have them G-strings falling in strange places. I can tell by your slogan. Keep talking like that and you be licking on my children. Cause my swag's legit and bank account sitting heavy. Like Devin Campbell, you know I stay ready for them ladies up in here. Looking grown and sexy. Tonight is fair game, so I'm up like a next G. So what you want? Is it cool or collar? Some call me money. I got a fist full of dollars, but tonight's the night. I just came to party, lay low, spit game, and leave with somebody. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All the ladies up in here, let them know you're a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies take the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. One time, 21 and older, can I buy you a drink? Or better yet, can we go somewhere to think? Just up in here, boo the music, got it jumping. I'm trying to get to know you, but I can't hear nothing. So grab your drink and get close to me. Can I talk to you, boo, like I'm Joe Deceased? So what's your name, what's your number, why you trying to fake me? I'm digging your swag, boo, I think you all lady. Cause I'm apple bottom and tank top, got you sexy. A couple more drinks and you be ready to sex me. I'm kidding, boo, I'm just trying to keep you talking. Between me and you, I'd rather see you walking. Cause the body's stacked and booty round like a bubble. I can tell by the night it's gonna be some trouble, so get up with me. I think you know where to find me. Up in the club, I got the hood behind me. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All the ladies up in here, let them know you're a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies chase the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Let's get it, let's get it. All them ballers come out where the grown and sexy hangs. After 12 o'clock, you know it's time to do my thing. To tell the DJ to slow it down a little bit. I'm trying to get up with mom. Come on, boo. Who you with? You're in the ATL or the city of game. With more ballers in the hood than the Hall of Fame. So what's your favorite drink? So tell me what you're sipping on. Money ain't a thing, so I ain't tripping on the cost of your drink. Cause I know that you want it. I throw paper on ground like Chris Paul from the Hornets. That's how we do it. When the hood's up in hell, on them sexy women, put your drinks in the air and let them know it goes down every weekend. It starts with the drinks and then you'll be freaking. So call up your friends and let them know it's going down. Where y'all at? Up in the A-town. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All the ladies up in here, let them know you's a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, it's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies chase the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy.
Welcome back. We are winding down, 19 minutes remaining on the Clizzock. We had, that was The Mind with the Grown and Sexy. Before that, we had Black Poet, a.k.a. Joanne Stevens with Falling from Grace. And before that, we had another Weird Al, You Can Have Whatever You Like, which was actually part of the Black Reporter. That was part of the Black Reporter Woman. That was supposed to be one of his theme songs, but I like that song. Black Reporter, TB stroking.
Don't
start. In different ways, Black Reporter. What you stroking, Black Reporter?
Huh?
you be stroking your pussy cat?
Don't start.
Don't start what? You don't. We started when you said you want your theme song to be stroking. How I'm starting when you said that? I didn't choose that.
Well, I know. I know.
Okay.
I know.
So how are you going to say don't start? You the one who said you're stroking. Stroking, Black Capone.
Hey.
I just want to know.
Hey.
What's your stroking over there?
Okay. Myself, okay?
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking.
What Chad would need to do is play the whole song.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
You see, what you need to do, what you need to do is play the whole song once.
When I start
and then
love, I don't
that's not the whole song.
Love, I be stroking.
You want me to play a whole song? Why? So you can finish
talking? Huh? No, so they can understand the concept of the song. The folks who are from the South know the concept of the song.
Obvious. We think the concept is kind of obvious, but we just want to know, why is that your theme song?
Because it's a Southern song, it's true to me, and it's a true blues song, and like.
But what you be stroking?
It's a clean version. They don't want to say just say, I'll be fucking. So. I be stroking.
That's what
I'm
doing. Beginning in like that?
Huh?
Long or short, Black Report, long or short?
Long.
You be doing long strokes?
Mm-hmm.
You let the dick correct the pussy, huh?
But then as time goes along, as time gets a little bit closer to that peak, they get a little bit shorter and shorter. And then you know how that works.
But you let the dick caress the pussy, huh?
Huh?
So you let the dick caress the pussy, huh?
Correct the pussy.
Caress.
Oh, caress, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sex you be doing? What you say?
Not caress the pussy. Hand in the pussy.
What you doing? I'm stroking.
Yeah.
What? What's your stroking?
What
kind of phone sex do we have in Black Reporter?
I don't
know. Fuck up. Is that it? Did you get it? Did you find it?
No. I see you're wrong. You're wrong.
Oh, what's my phone, Black Reporter? I'm just saying. You know, what's my mess? I have to go and start to, you know, I didn't do that. You did that.
I know. I set myself for it. I walked right into that one.
You ever sweat while you masturbate, Black Dakota?
Actually, no.
You never sweat? Never had, like, beads sweat on your forehead? Like, it was just so intense?
No.
You ever have phone sex and it's just so intense when you masturbate?
No, not that intense. No.
No? It's not that intense. I don't know. Anybody ever had a masturbation session like that with themselves where it just got real intense? You either was sweating or you cried or you just couldn't get enough? Or anybody had a session like that?
I have.
Couldn't get enough. You see how rude they are?
You can't blame me.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So, Black Reporter, no intense sessions?
Huh?
No intense sessions? Nothing at all?
No. I mean, it's intense when you get toward the end, when you get toward the climax period. But I got a question for you, Crush, real quick. And this is back at the very beginning, you know, someone, I think it was Jermaine, who made a comment about him, you setting up a line for him. And I know he was doing that jokingly, but I was just wondering, and maybe one of the other women can clear this up. Why is it that it's always men seeking out women, and it's not necessarily women seeking out men? Because,
really?
And the thing is, let me say this like this. The reason why I say that is because let me finish. The situation is the fact that if a man lets a woman know that he will not leave her alone after he gets his, and he will stay with her until she gets hers, that's more of a situation where they will end up having fun more. At least that's my impression.
Okay, what are you talking about now?
Well, I'm just wondering if the woman knew that the man was, okay, you see what most men stupidly do, and I'll be the first to admit, because that's how I used to make, you know, used to have phone sex, was get mine, and that'd be the end of it. But the true way to truly have phone sex is to, you know, let the woman truly get hers and get all of hers until she's telling you, okay, I'm good. And let her get her all.
What was the question?
I'm just wondering, why isn't there a way for women, you know, just like men call into women and want it like that? Why isn't there a way for women to call into men and find out about that and everything?
Find out about what? What are you talking about?
Okay. Am I not getting my point across or something? Or
okay,
no, you're not at all. Mm-mm.
You want to know why women
pay for it. You getting into what? Getting into phone sex? What are you talking about? Getting into masturbation?
Yes.
What is it about?
Why women
won't
pay to talk about it.
There you go.
Why women want what?
Pay for phone sex.
Nobody said women don't pay for phone sex.
Well, more men look for it than women do, he says.
Yeah, because women get it. Why would I pay for it when I can call somebody else and get it?
Okay.
For real?
Yeah.
If I want a particular type of guy, or if I want to support somebody, something like that, yeah, I do it. But it's like, you know, when a guy call up for phone sex, 9 times out of 10, it's not because he has a regular fantasy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Weird taboo fantasy, you know, like a lot of guys that call up to me, they have some weird wicked fantasy. They, you know, they want to be fucked in the ass, they want to be dominated, or they have some type of fetish. You get what I'm saying? It's something out of the ordinary. They're not just calling up just to beat off, they're calling up because they want to fill a fantasy, you know. So unless a woman want to be verbally abused and that gets her off, those are the ones that's doing the phone sex.
And actually, there are some out there like that, so.
Other than that, women do call her. Y'all just don't realize that a woman is actually initiating phone sex. That's what it is. 678, you are on the air. Who are you? Where you from?
Hey, Crush, this is Aaron. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
What's up, Aaron?
What's going on, everybody?
Hi.
This is what I've been talking about. Why are you interrupting Black Reporter? He was going to get to you.
Can I say hello to the gentleman?
He was going to get to you.
Black Reporter, man. How you doing today?
Why you just couldn't wait your turn, Black Reporter? You know what that's called?
I just said hello.
You know what that's called? You know what it's called?
What?
That's called cock blocking, Black Reporter.
No, I'm not cock blocking.
You are virtually cock blocking, Black Reporter.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, because you heard me put my sexy voice on.
You put to it down quick.
Even get good and get his ass good and juicy, you had to say, hey, how you doing? Let everybody know. That's virtual cock blocking, Black Report. I'm just kidding.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, Aaron, back to let's just talk to Aaron. Aaron's the man of the many. So what's good, Aaron? You cool to share with us debating techniques?
Oh, you still want to go there with that?
Only with you, baby.
You are the bomb. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, masturbation techniques. I got something interesting to throw in the mix, too, but I couldn't get on earlier. But no special toys, just my hands. And, you know, some lubrication. But,
you got big
hands? Huh?
You have big hands?
Big hands?
Yeah,
not too big. Medium size.
Can you palm a basketball?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Who's that?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
No, we didn't say nothing.
You should say something.
Okay, go ahead. So you scroll.
Okay.
So you use lube. What kind of lube? Water-based?
Water-based, of course.
Do you actually buy lubricant, or do you use, like, lotion or something like that?
No, lotion is too – anything that's oil-based is always too gunky. Makes cleanup difficult and time-consuming. Just go water-based, lubricant. You can do what you need to do and get gone. But one thing I've been experiencing with. Hold on. So, where am I last saying that? What are you doing? You're going to be out in the streets with it. But one thing I've been working with for a year is this multi-orgasmic experience for men. And that's having the feeling of the ejaculation without the ejaculation.
Hmm?
So learning how to do that and be multiple, you know how women can have multiple orgasms?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So men can too, but you have to learn how to control that.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
So, that's been very interesting.
That is very interesting. Please tell us more. How we learn about this?
Well, actually, without getting too much into it, it's just a technique that Buddhist monks use because, you know, they can't ejaculate. They're taking a vow of sexual abstinence. So just the act of ejaculation to them is like losing their energy, per se, their chi, their energy. So they develop a technique of ejaculating without ejaculating. I'm like, so it's like having, it's like for a man having 4 or 5 orgasms before he actually ejaculates.
And is it, you've been practicing this for a year, you said?
Yeah. It'll take a while.
Okay, let me ask you a question real quick. Certain men that do this, like once they ejaculate, their penis gets soft and it take them a while for it to come back up. Does that happen in this situation?
No. It's like you can't escape, that's called the refractory period, so you can escape the refractory period and just, you know, you don't have that experience, so you can maintain your erection and, you know, just continue on. But you still have that feeling as if you ejaculated.
Wow. Interesting. Always Aaron to come shine different light on the situation. All right. So let me go around the room, introduce or say goodbye to people because we got 4 minutes remaining. Aaron, thank you for sharing that with us. Aaron, tell everybody
you're
where
so
you
welcome. Say again.
So tell everybody where you're representing.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. All right, you gonna have phone sex with me one day, Aaron?
Why, sure.
You gonna have phone sex on air?
On air?
On air.
No, it's gotta be private.
It gotta be private.
You gotta be private. You owe me money. Huh? $1.99 a minute, bro.
Oh, I got to pay you to have phone sex with you?
$1.99 a minute.
I pay.
Payback.
20-minute minimum.
The big payback.
That's selfish. That's not payback. That's being selfish.
That's not being selfish.
That's being selfish. Always thinking about yourself.
I let you have all of me for $1.99.
Not only are you buying me the nut, you also want me to pay you? Went up there, you come yet? No. You come yet? No. Anyway, Aaron from Atlanta, thank you for tuning in on Fantasy Radio. Also, Shirley from Virginia, thank you.
You're welcome.
Larry from New Orleans, thank you. Lady C from New Orleans, thank you.
No, she's from Baton Rouge. She's from Baton Rouge.
Louisiana, Baton Rouge, thank you.
That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, we need to change numbers. I still remember about you, so, you know, we need to, you know, all the way.
To do that.
He's in his car right now.
Harry, that's for another show. We'll have a dating game on here next week. Happy Thursday, next Thursday show. We'll have a dating game. Well, y'all could be our first two contestants.
What day we gonna do it, love?
We'll work on that. We'll work on that. We'll let y'all know. Tune into the Thursday show, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here. Thank you, Princess SAA and Mike. Y'all still there? All right, folks, we're going to tone it down right now. It's your favorite BBW flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts, Black Reporter. We are ending the show right now, so Black Reporter, do your thing.
Well, thank you all for coming, and I will say goodbye to all of y'all. And what time there was has ceased to be, there just is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it, tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If Crush didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything Crush played. I'll go over and tell that. On your face, put a big smile on me, and Crush will see you in a little while. In other words, this coming Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And until then, you are in, and we are out. Later.